We are live. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, ballers? I'm excited today to bring to you an exclusive interview. We're going to be shooting it live, and we're going to interview the one and only Mr. Micah Cooper. But stay tuned. We're about to dive right in.
Welcome to Beyond the Ball Podcast.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, family? I'm excited. As you all know, I get excited every time I get the privilege and the honor to be on the mic and just to share and introduce you all to, you know, individuals who are out here innovative and doing really amazing and really dope things. So before we dive in really quick, I want to encourage you, if you have not, make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can just go on YouTube and type in Jonathan Jones Speaks. And then make sure you hit subscribe and hit the bell, get all the notifications, all that good stuff. But man, now without further ado, I'm excited to bring out this young man, because we've been connected for a while, but we've been playing tag. But now we finally got the opportunity to sit down in the chat. So man, without further ado, man, I'm bring out Mr. Micah Cooper. Micah, what's going on, bro?
Good, man. Happy to be here.
Man, yeah, man. Glad to have you, man. I know you have a story. I know you have some words to share with the people. But man, really quick, just give the people like a quick introduction of you for those who might not be familiar with you as of yet.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm Micah Cooper, obviously. I am a college football player. I started playing in Medill, Oklahoma, small town in Oklahoma. I came out of high school, wasn't very highly recruited. I went to a Division II school out of high school. Then went to junior college after that. After the junior college, didn't get any scholarship offers. So I walked on to Oklahoma State. And then so I went from being at the bottom of the chart at Oklahoma State to working my way up all the way to getting playing time and then eventually getting a scholarship. And then, you know, this past year was supposed to be my last year, but due to COVID, we all got another year. So with that, I decided to transfer from my last year and go to Minnesota State. And you know, in that process, I decided that I wanted to get my whole last season documented. So I started my own little show, my own YouTube channel, documenting basically my last season of college football.
Gotcha. So what's it like when you're the person, right, who you have the big dreams, you're really hopeful, you're wanting to go to the next level, but yet, just like you said, you're at like the bottom of the, like, so rewind it back to when you weren't getting highly recruited, but you know, you still knew that you were gifted and you still knew that like, I'm somebody worth being seen. Just talk a little bit about that, 'cause I think a lot of people misunderstand like what it really takes to get to where you are. So talk a little bit about that, Micah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough, like with the disconnect of, you know, trying to go somewhere where you're not, and or just trying to get people to see you as someone that you're not, where you know you're something in yourself and people just don't see it yet. And so that's always a tough situation. And you know, for me, it was a thing of I just had to work, man. It was a thing of I never got discouraged because I didn't know who I was, but it was a thing of not necessarily trying to prove it to others, but trying to let other people see it for themselves. And so it was a thing of like, I never took anything personally when people told me things. It was a thing like, I was just going to keep working. I was going to take everything everybody said to me. And I was just going to keep working. I was going to keep improving. And I was just going to make it undeniable. And that's, you know, what I continue to do time and time again. At like every single spot I was at, it was a thing of I wasn't really looked at. And I just kind of continued to work and work myself up into a position where it's like you couldn't look away from it.
How do you cultivate that mindset though? Because come on, Mike. I mean, you're making it sound easy, right? You're making it sound easy, and because I know you've created the calloused mind, as David Goggins calls it. But how do you work up to that mindset when you're the person who's at the bottom? How do you keep showing up? How do you keep lifting the weights? How do you keep going out there and doing them hot workouts during the summertime like this? Talk to us, Mike. Give us the truth, man. Talk to us.
You know, it's funny, really, as easy as I'm making it sound, as you're saying it right now, it's as easy as you saying it. It's just the thing of showing up and doing it. That's really all it is. It's just keep showing up. And that's the thing. That's with my story. It's like I played with a bunch of super talented guys, a bunch of guys that were way better than me at a certain point. And it was the only difference between me and them was I kept going. I just kept showing up. I kept going to the workouts. I kept getting better. It's like people stop at a certain point. It's like if you don't stop, you're going to keep making improvements. You're going to start passing up all those people that were ahead of you at some point. And that was really the only thing I did. And it's hard. Don't get it twisted. It's hard to show up every day. It's easy in a sense, like that's all I got to do, but it's hard at the same time. It's hard putting your all into something and not seeing the results you want. But if you continue to do it, if you continue to just put the blinders on and just keep going and keep working, they're going to look up and you're going to be even further than, you know, the destination that you were trying to get to. And so that's really what it is, man. Just show up. Just show up. Do it. Give it every day. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It sounds super easy, super simple, and it is, and it isn't at the same time.
Yeah. I heard somebody say the other day, I heard them say it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do, right? Because, I mean, when you go in the weight room, you know that if you go in, you put the weights on, you got your plan out, you had your protein shake, and you just do what you have to do. It's easy to follow instructions, but you know, if you see my homeboy over here, if you see our homegirl, we start cutting up, then it's easy not to do, yeah. Right?
And it's just staying, it's that thing of just trying to stay locked in too, because it's like, that happens to me. I'd be lying if I said I'm just 100% locked in every time I'm in the weight room. I'm not joking. I'm not no smiling, no nothing. Like, it happens. But it's the thing of not letting it, you know, completely get you off track. You know what I'm saying? It's the ability to get off track and get back on. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be those moments where you're off or that day you don't really feel like doing it as much. And I'm not saying I haven't had those days and I didn't skip a day or I didn't do something that day, but I didn't let it become 2 days. I didn't let it become 3 days. I didn't let it become a week, a month, all that. It's like you got to get right back on. You got to get right. So you mess up one day, you're off track a little bit, you just get right back on it.
Yeah. So what's something that, as you've been going through this journey, what's something that you feel that people aren't talking about with student athletes, right? Because I think that there's a lot of stuff that people don't talk about. And I'm not saying anything that's like just jarring, anything like that. But like sometimes, you know, what we put out on social media, we put out the glitz, we put out the glam. But what's something that's not being talked about that you want to share with the people, Michael?
You mean among the athletes or do you mean among like the fans and...
Athletes, talk about the athletes.
I feel like there has been a shift more so in the past, you know, year or so than before. But I would say just the mental side of things. We focus so much on, you know, taking care of our bodies, trying to get in shape, trying to be in the best shape as possible, getting as strong as we can, getting as fast as we can. But I didn't see the most improvements in my game until I started taking care of my mental way more. Like I saw my game jump, you know, a whole nother level. And it's because at a certain point, your body gets to a point where it's like, all right, this is as fast as we're going to get. This is as big as we're going to get. You know, you can get to a point where you improve it a little more, but you don't touch the mental side of things. And there's a whole nother threshold of where you can take things and you can, you know, surpass, you know, way more than what you're doing, just doing the physical side. And so that's the thing that like I try to get across to people, because it's like I've been on both sides of it. Not taking care of it, not really doing anything for it, and then doing something for it. And so it's like, I know what the difference is. So with the young dudes that I come around, like I try to encourage them to do that. Like I've had great teammates that were older than me, great teammates that, you know, we're the same age that have really helped me and encouraged me to, you know, step in. And so it's like, I try to pass that down to, you know, my teammates and, you know, some of the younger guys as well.
Yeah. When did you know it was time to tap into that? And then who introduced you to the mental side of the game? Because once again, Micah, you know, like I know that like that's not something that we're focusing on, because we're trying to get that extra second, or trying to get the quicker cut, or trying to, you know, be able to lift a little bit more weight. So what was your introduction with that?
More of the I would say it was more the juxtaposition of where I was at in junior college and then where I was at Oklahoma State. Like when I was at junior college, it was the thing of, it was the first time I felt like I was really taking a risk. Like I was giving up a scholarship I had already had. I was giving up a position that, you know, probably would have been pretty good if I would have stayed at the school I was already at. But I was like, you know what? This is not what I, this is not what I said that I wanted when I started this journey. So it was like, I was just going to go for it. And so I took a big risk going to junior college, man, and not really knowing what was going to happen. I did it. And when I saw things not work, it like really just, like, it just really put me down. And it was probably the lowest I've been in my career, just because, again, how I kind of said earlier, it's like, when you put your all into something and it's like just doesn't work, it is extremely discouraging. And so I was at a point, man, where I was done. Like, I was ready to be done playing football. Like, I was cool. Like, I really got out of junior college. I didn't have a bunch of film. I sent literally all of my film to every single school in the country. Heard back from maybe 4 or 5 people. And out of the 4 or 5 people, none of them, you know, followed up or was trying to get me to come or anything like that. And so it was like, I found a D2 school that kind of liked me. And then I remember it's funny, I'm kind of going all over the place here, but.
No, take your time.
Before that summer at the junior, at my junior college, I went to a camp at OSU, and the camp I thought was a junior college camp. Cause you know, some people have junior college camps like that, and they had one, but I didn't realize that wasn't the one that I went to. It was actually a high school camp. And so I showed up to this high school camp, and I just started bawling out, and as I should, because, you know, they're all 17-year-olds that I'm going against. And so I'll do really good. The running back coach over there likes what I'm doing, and he's like, hey, man, we'll, you know, I really like what you're doing, and, like, we'll keep in contact. And it was kind of one of those things, you know, you've been in the connecting world and stuff. People will say they'll get back to you. You never hear from them again, and it is what it is. I didn't think anything of it. And so it was that time where I was sitting at home thinking like, all right, I guess I'm just going to go to school, or, you know, I guess football is just done for me. And, you know, he hit me up and was like, yo, I heard you don't have a place to go. Like, we don't have any scholarships, but, you know, you could walk on here if you want. It's not going to be an easy situation, but you could come and, you know, it could end up working out for you. Like, you never know. And so it was I was faced with a decision again, because I had this D2 school that was interested in me, and I had this this really big Power 5 Division 1 school that was interested. And there was a part of me that had seen so much not work out. I was scared to take another risk. Like, I was scared to take another opportunity. And so I was, like, leaning towards, you know, going to the safe route. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it was funny. I just had people in my corner in my life that was like, nah, bro, you tripping. Like, you're not doing this. You're going to go over there. This is what you said you wanted to do. So you're going to go do it. And so, you know, luckily I had those people in my life. Everybody doesn't have those people. And I was lucky enough to have those people. And it's funny enough, I ended up going over there, and I never ended up hearing back from the other school about a full scholarship or anything. So it was really, at the end of the day, it was my only decision. But after going to OSU, man, and I just saw a complete switch in my mindset as far as, you know, feeling entitled to things. I was feeling a lot more grateful to be there, if that makes sense. Like, I was just so happy and so grateful that I had another opportunity to play again, to be able to be on the field. And I wasn't even getting to play. Like, I was holding up the dummies and stuff, and letting, you know, people hit me, letting the offensive lineman come and run me over and stuff. But it was like, I was still grateful to be there. And it was really just thinking about that mindset and thinking about, you know, where I was in junior college. And I was just like, what's the disconnect? And I had realized that I was reading a lot more. I had gotten to meditation, and I was just a lot more grateful for where I was at in life and, you know, just how I was feeling. And then along that, I met some great teammates like Landon Wolf, who, you know, introduced me into a whole other thinking and other thought processes, and just really helped me to, expand my thinking. And, you know, as I just continue to be grateful and continue to just enjoy myself being there, it's like I really started to see things change. Like, just not even, you know, with just my game, but I just saw, like, how I was being treated, how I really don't even know how to describe it, man. It was just a completely different switch in my life. Like, it was just, once I switched that mindset in my head, everything else changed around. And so it was like I just felt like I was being favored all the time. And it just continued to build up until, you know, I got into a position where it was like, oh, like, I'm about to play. You know what I'm saying? And it was just crazy how I went from 1 second to not being where I wanted to be. And then another second to being where I wanted to be. And it was all because of a mindset switch.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'm a firm believer that when we, you know, when we begin to shift our mindset, and just like you're talking about being grateful, it allows us to see so many other opportunities and view the world differently, right? Because we can walk outside and say, God, Mike, it's hot as hell outside. I'm not about to do nothing out here because it's just hot. But then we can also walk outside and just say, wow, the sun is shining today. I mean, I'm able to enjoy, you know, just enjoy this fresh air versus it raining or whatever it might be. But when we begin to shift that perspective and the thought process, then the world, I think the world opens up in a different way, without a doubt. Yeah. So, Micah, of everywhere, right? Of all the schools, of all the places, of all the divisions, and I'm not even sure if NAIA has football or not. I'm pretty sure that they do. But why Minnesota State?
Yeah, bro. So it was funny. Like going back into the decision I had to make when I was coming out of junior college, was like what I was gonna do. It was kind of a similar thing, but it was different this time because I had a lot more clout around my name. You know, coming around of Oklahoma State, it was like, it was just different. And it was like the most highly recruited I had been. And so I had talked to a bunch of people and, you know, going for my last year, it was kind of a situation of me coming back into OSU that first time. It was just like, man, like, I'm just really grateful that I have another chance to play again. Cause I got hurt my last year and things just did not go the way I wanted. And I thought that was going to be my last year and that was going to be the end of it. And that would have been, you know, a heartbreaking way to end things. So it was a thing of like, I was just so grateful to have another chance, another opportunity. And I was like, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to let it go to waste. And, you know, talking to all the other schools that I talked to some big schools, but it was a thing of like, they might have just wanted me to have me there. It wasn't a thing of like they saw me being the guy. If that means. So, you know, I talked to a lot of schools and, you know, Minnesota State was the one that like saw me at. They're like, yo, like we need you here. Like we see you. Like we had a really good guy before. We think you could do just what he was doing. And it was a thing of that they win way more than any other school I was talking to. Because, you know, going to a lower division school, you're not you know, it's not always the sexiest thing. And so, but when I found out how much they win, how much they run the ball, it was just an easy decision, man. Like they lost in the national championship last year. They haven't lost a regular season game in 4 years. They run the ball more than pretty much any other team in the country. So it was, I was like, I can't imagine a better way to end my last year of college football than coming here. And you know, I feel like it's kind of like a victory lap for me. I feel like I've been through a lot in my career and, you know, I'm getting this opportunity now to finish things the way that I want to.
Yeah, man. I think one thing that you said, I don't want to blow past and I don't want the people who are listening to miss, you know, if they might be an up and coming college football player or student athlete or, you know, if they haven't even made it there just yet. But you said you found the system that really works for you. Like you said, they run the ball. For one, which is necessary because you're a running back. So
most definitely.
Then even on top of that, you said they got a good tradition. So if they got a good tradition, then they have some good things in place already, some good practices and they're implementing some stuff in place. And man, looking back, that's one of the things that I wish that I did a better job of finding a better system that really worked for me. But man, I mean, I think that's really dope. You know, you found a place that works for you. You found a place to that values you, yeah. Right? You're not just another number, just another guy with the pads to hold up the dummies or do whatever else. Like you matter. Yeah. So I think that's dope too. That's really dope.
Dude, man, like it's, you want to go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. You know what I mean? And it's a thing of also like, I'm at a point where it's like, I can push my ego to the side as far as like, oh, like I need to be Division I or I need to, be Power Five or play in front of all these other people. It's like, I got to do that. I got to experience that. I got to play at that level. I got to score a touchdown at that level. Like, and I'm grateful for it. And so thankfully I'm in a position now where it's, I can just look at what is the best situation for me. I don't think people do that a lot of times. Like they want you know, the glitz that come with it. And it's understandable. I wanted it too. And so I was lucky enough to get another opportunity to like really just look and find out what the best situation was for me. And, you know, it ended up fine. And that's what I ended up doing. And, you know, I have no regrets. I've enjoyed my time so much here.
Dope. So you said you wanted to do something interesting this year, Micah. You said you had something up your sleeve this year. You said you want to do something as you're, just like you said, as you're taking your victory lap. Man, talk a little bit about that and talk about why this is something that you want to do.
What are you referring to?
You know what I'm referring to, Micah. We're talking about you documenting your life, man. You documenting your life this year. Talk about that, man.
Oh man, it was a man. Like I was just sitting at the house and I was just thinking. I was like, man, like I like to, you know, somehow like tell my story. I don't know how I was gonna do it. Like, and it just kind of slowly started coming together. I was like, what if I did like some little YouTube series about me just documenting my last season playing college football. Meanwhile, I had no, I was not thinking about the NIL, nothing like that going on. Like I was just thinking in my head, like, you know, how could I do this? What would that look like? And so it just went from me thinking about it one day to me looking up videographers in my area and, you know, went and interviewed them, found the ones that I liked, and I like broke it down to him of what I was trying to do. And, you know, he saw the vision for what it was going to be, started filming stuff. Started editing, started putting it together, and just started releasing. It happened just like that. It was really a thing of like, I thought about it one day and then I just did it the next day. And so, I mean, I'm really excited for it. I haven't got all the logistics worked out down here in Minnesota about how it's going to work. You know, I still got to talk to some people as far as, you know, what they'll allow me to do and what they won't. So, but regardless, it'll still be getting done. It'll still be shown. In what capacity, I don't know, but still got to get all that figured out. But it'll be an exciting thing. It'll still be just as the other three episodes were. And I'm excited to keep working on it and keep it going.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what would make you happy just in regards to the end game goal of it? So let's fast forward. We're at the end of the season. You documented it. Like what do you want to see come from this, or you know what do you feel is the purpose of this thing?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things, right? Like it's a passion project for me because it's my story, it's me, and so I want people to see it. I think it's a story that a lot of people, really anybody, relate to. If you've ever had a goal, if you've ever wanted to achieve something, I think it's a story that transcends just football or sports. Like it's a story of somebody wanting something and not being at the level to get it and then work until you got to that level to get it. And so I think that's something a lot of people can relate to. I've already had a bunch of people hit me up and tell me about how it's helped them or how it's inspired them. And that's really all the goal is for it. I would like to get some more attention to it. I'd like everybody who can see it to see it. I want to get it to as many eyes as possible. That's the main goal for me. I'm not trying to make any money off of it. This is not about money at all for me. I'd like to get it paid for. That would be the, but I don't want to get paid from it. I don't need that. I want it to help someone, man. So that's why I'm doing it.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. So now I want to throw you like a slight curveball, and I want you just to let me know who is Micah Cooper?
Okay. A complex question, right? Yeah.
hey man.
A lot of people, man. I think overall he's someone that is continually working on himself. I don't classify myself, like I don't just think I'm a great person. I think I'm someone that's striving to be a good person. And so it's like I'm continually working on myself to try and be better. I'm not where I want to be. And I'm not going to be complacent even if I get to a place that I think is pretty good. I want to continue to work on myself, continue to be better. And that's in all aspects of my life. That's, you know, in sports and relationships and just, you know, self-development as a whole. Like, I just want to continue to be better. And so it's cool to see where I've come from because I haven't, you know, always been a person that I feel like people should look at or, you know, should follow after. And I still don't know if I am all the way, but I know that I'm better than what I was. And so I'm just a person that's trying to grow, trying to get better, and trying to help people along the way.
That's real, Micah. That's real, man.
I mean, that's him.
Oh, man. Fair enough, man. Fair enough. Fair enough. So let's say we fast forward life, right? We fast forward and we'll go 5 years down the line.
Okay.
Where do you want to be 5 years from now? You want to be able to look back and say, I said this was going to happen in that interview when I sat down with Jonathan on Beyond the Ball. I told him this was going to happen, and I told him it was going to happen like this. What do you want to be able to look at and say that was it?
I would like to have had this thing take off, you know, that I'm doing. Just skyrocket me into, you know, maybe it's in the media field. Maybe it helped me get into the NFL, have an NFL career. Hopefully, 5 years down the road, I'd be doing good enough to still be having to get in my second contract, have a little bit of money in my pocket, be settled down as far as knowing what I want to do with my family situation, being in a place that I am able to now put other people on, let other people get their voices out, let other people tell their stories. I just want to be in a position where I can help other people. So if that's, you know, whether that's me playing football or that's somewhere me in like some media field, you know, that's where I want to be. I don't want to keep trying to push myself out forward. I'm only doing this so I can be able to do it for other people. So.
That's real, man. That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real. So now look.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. What you got? What you got?
I was going to say, like, I think it's funny, like, doing this stuff with the series and stuff. I think you get a common theme of, like, you know, oh, like, this dude wants attention, like, this dude wants to be seen and all this stuff. Like, I'm really not, like, I did not want to do this. It felt like something I needed to do. And so if I had a choice or I believe that I didn't need to do it, I wouldn't have done it. Like, I don't like being on camera. I don't like seeing myself talk. Like, I don't like hearing myself talk. Like, I don't want to be on video, nothing. And so it's funny, like, how it's just been a change for me, not really wanting to do any of those things, to like constantly having to be in front of the camera, constantly having to talk to people and, you know, do all this other stuff. And it's just a funny transition that I was just thinking about.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's interesting just because if we, at the end of the day, if we think about any type of movement, right, any type of movement, any type of product, there's a face that's eventually associated with it. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, we talk Jordan, the logo or the person is, you know, is connected. Nike, Phil Knight. At the end of it all, I think when it comes down to getting out a story, getting out a message, the best way is for the person to tell the story, because when the person tells the story, or in your case, shows the story, you know, with, you know, Life of Coop, then that's the time to where people get connected with you. And then when people get connected with you, then they're like, well, I want to find out more about him. Oh, wow, I like this guy. Let me support. Because people, at the end of the day, people don't support just off the strength of supporting. Very few people support based off of, you know, off of the emotion, off of something plugging at the heartstrings. Like, oh my goodness, I felt connected with Micah when he was in his garage and he was doing a bench press and he was curling those 45s on each side. And I don't know, I seen that. My back started hurting when I saw you do that. I was like, nah, bro, that's some real grown man weight right there.
I'm glad you watched it, bro. You know, it's funny, like, just going back a little bit to that, like, that's what I realized with building an audience. Like, I think so many people think, like, it's just something I just learned too, because I didn't know any different, but I think some people just think, like, you put the product out there and people are just going to run to it, and it's like, that's it, like, you did the job, and that's not how it works. And I think a lot of times people just want to put their stuff out there, don't want to reach out to the people that could potentially be watching it or do anything like that, and that's been a whole other side of the game, is like building the audience. And I think it's really underrated quality of like really talking to the people that would really enjoy your content. Like, I go and talk to every subscriber that I have probably on my YouTube channel. I think we're almost at 500 now. I've talked and had a conversation with each and every one of them. Like, I sit there and talk to them. And it's a thing of like, they actually support what I'm doing. It's not a thing of like, oh, I'm just watching this guy that's on YouTube. It's on, no, I actually know this person. I can, if I send a message out, he's going to respond to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually go and have conversations. And so I would say for anyone that's like trying to build something, like, you need to actually be able to touch the people. You need to actually be able to have conversations with the people. And, you know, that's a really underrated and important quality in, you know, trying to build something.
Coop, you came through with that bar right there. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you just came through because, oh my goodness, like that's heavy. That's heavy. And especially, I didn't really want to talk about it, but we can talk a little bit about NIL. And I'm only going to say that just because of what you just said, because like I'm on the other side now, right? You know, I've been the student athlete. I played, I guess, what some could call semi-pro. Not really. But then on the other side of it, it's like I'm reaching out to colleges day after day after day after day. I'm reaching out to student athletes to see about, you know, interviewing them, bringing them on, like how me and you been connected. But I think a lot of student athletes are missing it. Yeah. Like a lot of them are missing it because yes, there are some top marquee players who they put out something people are going to support just because they like that person or, you know, they are an alum of that university. But a lot of people aren't engaging. They're not even engaging in the comments when people comment on their pictures and they post.
I think it's just like the era that we grew up in. Like it's because I got caught up in that too. Like I used to do, like I used to be that guy. Like I would like, oh, like, nah, we don't respond. Like we just like it. We keep it moving. Like it's, I don't know what it is. It's the thing of like trying to be cool or whatever. And I just realized that like trying to be cool and all that stuff is just overrated, man. Like that's not who I am as a person. Like I'm someone who talks to everybody. Like I don't not talk to people. And so I was like, why am I trying to be this thing I'm not, bro? Like this is not how I do things. This is not how I am in life. So if you go look at my Instagram comment, like I comment back on everyone that says something because that's just who I am. And so, you know, I did a, you know, when I was trying to do promotion for the channel, I went on like Reddit and I did an AMA on there. And I probably spent a full day, like attentively responding to everybody on there because it went crazy on there, doing an AMA on a college football Reddit. And I sat there and responded to everybody. I every single person, there was probably like 500, 600 comments. I responded to everybody because it's just, that's what you got to do. Like if you're trying to build something, you want people to follow you, you want people to go look at what you're saying. You got to add some value. You got to give something to them. You can't just be like, here, you know, take this, go do whatever you're going to go do with it. And so it's just, it's just not how it works.
Ooh, man, that's so real. And I think it's really interesting to hear you say that, yeah, knowing that you're literally in the process of building this thing out. Like, and I want to let you know, I think you're doing a phenomenal job of building it out just from like how I've seen you, for one, put the content out, to the quality of the content. Like you're putting out some high quality content. So, you know, so seeing you do that, but then also knowing that you're engaging with the people when I can only imagine, let's say it's a high school kid, let's say it's a college kid, whoever. I can only imagine somebody who they comment on your post and they're like, oh man, I see this guy, Micah Cooper, big time athlete. He's not going to connect with me. Hey, I just want to let you know you really inspire me by your content you're putting out on YouTube. And then you respond back to him with a comment.
Yeah.
Micah, oh my goodness.
And that's just what you got to do, man. Like I said, it's something you got to do. Like I said, I think we're almost at 500 subscribers right now. And if it doesn't grow anymore, that's because I didn't reach out to anybody else. You know what I'm saying? It only grows because I go and talk to other people and go and have conversations with people to grow it. So that's just what it is. Like that's what you got to do, and you know that's the format I'm following.
There it is. So, Micah, now we're gonna take a little transition, and we're gonna transition to what I like to call the 2 minute drill. Yeah. And the 2 minute drill, I'm gonna ask you a few rapid fire questions, and just let the people see a different side of you from a different angle. So are you ready?
I guess we're going to see, right?
All right. And here we go. Favorite food?
Burgers.
Okay. What's the last book you read?
Conversations with God, book 2.
Okay. What's the most underrated cereal?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay. Okay. What's your go-to streaming show of preference?
The Office when it was on Netflix, the show.
Man, so slept on. I didn't know, bro. I didn't know. The Office was so slept on. I did not know, bro.
It was crazy. I used to watch it before, like when it was actually on TV, I was watching it then. And on it.
Yeah, you definitely was on. You definitely was on. And then now you can take your time on this one, but what's one tip that you want to leave for a student athlete?
Student athlete, take care of your body as far as take care of your body, you know, physically, as far as like doing what you need to do, is stretching, rolling out, and all that stuff. Like, people don't realize, like, the longer it's a thing of kind of how I was talking about earlier. It's about who's going to last the longest, who's going to show up every day. Like, if you can continually show up every day and be able to give, I'm not going to say 100% because that's not realistic. But if you can show up every day and give at least 85%, 85 to 90%, and there's people that coming in that's got to sit out, you're going to start moving your way in front of other people. It's the thing of like what Tom Brady and oh boy, I can't even remember his name now. When Tom Brady came in, you know what I'm saying? He was ready to go. He was healthy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like continually take care of your body. Those are the people that are going to last. Those are the people that are going to get the most opportunities. And after that, I would say take care of your mental. That's the thing that you got to do. On the other side, that's the thing that's going to help you, you know, leapfrog a lot of those people that are in front of you.
That's real. That's real. That's real. And who is one guest that you would like to see me interview next on Beyond the Ball?
I would love to see you talk to Marshawn Lynch. I feel like that would be dope.
Man, if I can get Marshawn Lynch on here, I will pull up on him out there in California. If I can get Marshawn Lynch on the podcast, I'm gonna reach out because I seen you wearing this hoodie when you was doing your workout in the garage.
I'd love to meet him one day, man. I'd be like, he inspired me, bro. I want to meet everybody that's inspired me, man. Like, I'd love to meet Marshawn Lynch. You know, Andrew Schultz, Charlamagne. I love to meet all those guys that like really played an integral part in like inspiring me to be where I'm at. Like, that would be super dope. I saw that you interviewed a old dude from Last Chance U.
Oh yeah. So I got I got Dior from the football season, and I got three of the coaches from the basketball. Well, I got two of the coaches from basketball, and then I got Deshaun from the basketball season from the last one. But yeah, man, we working out here, Micah. Just like you said, you got to reach out, man.
Who's been your favorite person that you interviewed?
Oh man, it's actually not even like typically the top marquee. So Coach Rob, I really enjoyed that interview because like I related with him a lot because I used to be a team manager. So I enjoyed that interview. But one interview that I really enjoyed was Dr. Emmett Gill. I interviewed him. Yeah, you don't know who he is. I'm gonna send you the link once you get off. But I interviewed him, and he's a psychologist, but he talks about like the black male experience. Different level. You will be able to appreciate Dr. Emmett Gill. Yeah.
I know this is your interview, but I got some questions for you since we're on here. But
oh man, okay, what you got? What you got for me?
What is your goal in doing this? Like, what is your end goal? Where are you trying to see yourself with this? And like, what are you trying to do?
Well, the original purpose that I took from starting this podcast, it was literally to help student athletes be successful transitioning from college to career. Like, I'm not necessarily saying corporate job, but whatever it is, right? So that's why I bring different people on. Some people have been entrepreneurs. Some people have been, you know, people in finance. That's why I bring people just on from all over different type of stuff. So the goal is to continue to do that, but I want to do it at a higher level. So I would love to have a production studio with them really expensive mics that Charlamagne and them have on the Breakfast Club with the really high powered cameras and having like a live studio audience. Yeah. And then doing those around the country at different colleges. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you got to bring me back. Let's get all that going.
Yeah, man. Hey, I definitely will. But yeah, that's definitely the goal, man. Continue to build this thing out. Equip student athletes with everything that they need to be successful. And, you know, and then from there, we'll see what happens. But right now I'm doing this, but then I'm also teaching other people how to start their own podcast. So I partnered with West Virginia University, and man, I want to partner with more schools because I don't think that people understand the power of podcasting. So yeah, man.
Well, I'm grateful that you've had me on here and you've let me be a part of your journey, and you've been a part of mine. So I'm thankful to be here, man.
Yeah, bro. Most definitely. Let everybody know where they can find you, follow you, connect with you, and follow your journey.
Yeah, you guys can watch the show, Life of Coop. It's my YouTube channel, Life of Coop. And then Instagram and Twitter, you guys can follow me at CoopTHM. I got a TikTok, too. Y'all can follow me on there, CoopTHM. It's all the same. So go follow me on there. You're on a YouTube channel, Life of Coop. And as I said before, you guys reach out to me, I will respond. So, you know, hit me up. Let me know what you think about the content. And yeah, I hope you guys love it.
There it is. From the man himself, Micah, man, I appreciate you taking time to stop by, my brother. And we'll definitely stay connected.
For sure. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To all the ballers out there, y'all just heard from the man himself, Mr. Micah Cooper. Man, he said he's out there at Minnesota State. I'm excited for him. Man, I haven't watched many college football games, but if he shoots me the link, then I'll definitely check it out when he's on there running it back. So looking forward to that. And just like you said, you all connect with him, follow his journey on YouTube. Just type in Life of Coop. I'm going to have the link down in the show notes, Life of Coop, and also connect with him on his platforms, CoopTHM, and shoot him a DM, you know, shoot him a message, comment on the photos, his videos, and let him know what you thought, right? Because he said he will shout back at you. But family, make sure you all subscribe to the channel right here where we house Beyond the Ball. You can just type in Jonathan Jones Speaks. And on my channel, you can find more interviews with dope individuals like Micah, as well as we're going to be diving deeper into podcasting tips and tricks and all that other stuff. But until next time, I'm Jonathan Jones, and family, you already know what it is. This is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree. We'll be right back.